Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, I think, and this is co-host Tracy Mahan, I think.
We're
And
not
we
all here today.
are, I know, not quite, yeah, exactly. Really
We're
cool
gonna,
stuff.
Julia and I are going to be the faces of the show, but Tiffany's going to be the voice because
Yes.
we're tired. That sounds fair, doesn't it? Being
Absolutely. How's
younger,
that
she's
sound,
been
Tiff?
I can quickly leave. Bye-bye.
my gosh.
Oh,
Well,
goodness.
I don't
Yeah.
think that worked out
Anyway,
for us.
as you know, Tiffany is here as well, and very excited. Yeah, thank you, Tiffany, for helping us with the questions. So if you want your question, if you have a question and you want it answered, make sure you get Tiffany's attention.
All the
Which is
different ways.
nice things, nice ways.
Yeah, lots of hearts. Tiffany in capital letters, like you're yelling at her.
Like you're,
Gently yelling, like you're summoning her.
yes, see me.
And we are fully loaded and ready to answer questions today. So yeah, whatever those questions are. Whatever they are. What do you want people to do, Julia?
Well, I want you to tell them how they can make sure that we see their questions. So, because we're broadcasting over several channels, and just to make sure, I mean, that way we have lots of options for you to
Have
watch us.
options. Yeah. So if you guys are watching on Facebook Live on it, we have it on multiple places. So if you're on Facebook and you're watching it live, please open that up to its fullest version and copy or put your comments in there. That'll be easiest. And then I think on YouTube, it's pretty straightforward. You just put it in there and we'll get it. But all of your questions go to one funneled question place that Tiffany is watching for us. That's why you want to make sure she sees it, like flares, stars, sparklers, hearts, all the things. Pick every emoji you can find. Even if it seems inappropriate, you might want to use it. It might get her attention. And then she'll read your
Never
question.
know.
You never
Yeah.
know.
And then while you're thinking of questions, be sure to put where you're from. That was it dawned on me. Oh, that's what you wanted me to say. Make sure you say where you're from because that lights
I
up
take a
your.
week off and look what
No, it's
happened.
all messed up. I don't know. Who knows what we're doing? But you're lighting up the grid. You're part of the grid. So when you say where you are, so do it. Be proud.
Light the
I
grid.
am.
Be the grid keepers by letting us know where you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's.
Anything going on for you, Julia?
Well, that's a question. The fact that you said that, and then somebody made a comment. I did a talk with Adrian Valera with the Disclosure
Yeah.
Fest this week, and we were talking about when I talked to him before the show. We were talking about he does a lot of work with the grids, you know, and he does just activations and things like that, and I told him that that was, you know, he's a grid keeper, obviously, you know, so with all this work. And I said, I remembered, you know, mom was talking about all these different ones and she had the three waves and that was great. But I've told you, I've never thought of myself that way. You know, I'm like, they even had me on a panel, star seeds and all this. I'm like, I don't, anyway.
Why am I on the Starseed panel?
Yeah, exactly. And, but when mom and I remember her talking about it at one talk, and she was talking about the grid keepers, and when as she talked about, I'm like, oh, that I resonate with the three waves
Yeah.
of volunteers. You know, I don't know, but the grid keeper, I totally that I resonate with. And we've talked about before about seeing the grids, and you've talked about grids, and I talk about when I wake up at night, sometimes I see a grid on the ceiling, and I'm like, yeah, I think that's kind of indicative. Anyway, he was asking like where, because I remember being in a lecture that she talked about it, but I couldn't remember about it if it was in a book. And then somebody commented, they answered, and they said that that Erica, I'm assuming, I don't know which Erica, they just said Erica, reads on her show. She reads pa things from the three waves of volunteers, and she was talking about the grid keepers. So.
It's really interesting because one of my clients this week couldn't sell her house yet because she's a grid keeper and they need to have someone else come in and hold the grid, so it can't just be anyone, and that's why she hasn't sold it yet.
Oh, interesting.
So the grid keepers are active right now. That's now we just need to
Okay,
find out why.
interesting.
Why are they so active? Or
Why
why
are
is
they
it
so active? No, like the
so
same thing. It's
important?
like I keep getting it's very important to say where you're from. That lights up the grid. I don't
Yeah.
know why. We'll know some point, but it's probably along the same line.
Yeah.
You
We're holding the space
know?
or keeping that energy connected so
Mm-hmm.
that we can create this awakening. So
Yeah, maybe.
who knows?
Who knows? Now, here's another question. I'm just going ahead, you know, it's like after our shows, sometimes more questions come in. And so, or things that we talked about or whatever. And they're like, and then, like I said, yeah, then more things come in. And I guess on one of the shows, we were talking about insects. I don't remember exactly what was said, but anyway, so somebody said, well, what is the purpose of insects? Because we can come back, we can be insects, you know, we can be anything. And so they were asking, well, what is the purpose? Why would somebody be an insect, and why, you know, what would be the experience there? And they're always in your face, they're always bugging you. Why do they chase us? It's all that stuff, you know. And it's like, well, that's an interesting question, and I thought that'd be fun to kind of talk about, and just, you know, the experience of an insect.
Well, so in one of my QHHT sessions, I had somebody go into a life of a bee and the hive mind and, creating the honey and that draw to the nectar and all the different, the flowers and all the things. They're To me, an insect would be a really cool life to experience. Maybe not a fly, not necessarily a fly, but think about a butterfly or a dragonfly or even an ant and working in the colonies and being connected in those ways. And that's right.
The worker ant doing
Yeah.
pickup here, take it here.
Exactly. And we've had people that have had lifetimes on other planets, and I just recently had one where she experienced like a frog-like being, standing upright like human, but the froggy fingers with the
I
and
have heard of the frog being
those all the
not.
time. I get them all the time. The
Yes.
frog beings, and they always describe them the same way: tall, very skinny fingers with little suction cups or nodules at the end, and same with the toes and. Anyways, really interesting. Just she said the body felt lighter and different things. Like, I'm asking those questions of, well, what's it like to be in that body? What's it, so tell me about this. And yeah, so it's really interesting as we can come back and experience all these different things. In a human body, it might be hard to conceptualize why you would want to come back as an insect. But if you
It's
think
an
of everything
experience.
as an experience,
They're all
be
experiences.
like, that'd be cool, so cool, and all the different, to me, I'm just sitting there thinking, wow, like the mantis beings and the praying mantis, and they communicate so much differently than we do. And I don't know, I think the bug life would be pretty cool.
Absolutely. And if nothing else, you're able to see things from that perspective. And so you get a different view on life. I remember one session. I don't remember what kind of bug, but it was some kind of a flying insect. May have been a fly. I don't know. But they said it really bothered them that people kept doing that business with it. You know, it's like, why do they do that? Why don't they just let us be? We're just, you know, and so, and I like to put myself in. Because I was thinking, why, you know, like the person was asking, why are they in my face? Why are they doing that? And so I try to do that energetically, you know, why are you doing
Yeah.
that?
You remember a couple of years back, I kept getting flies. Like I'd get one fly and we'd be doing the show and it'd be like, Zzz. What the
Yeah,
heck's
why are
happening?
you here?
Like, what's bugging you? It was so
Yeah,
literal.
exactly. What's bugging you?
Yeah.
Or there's something, it's trying to get your attention for something. Quite literally, it's a bug, so it could be that message. What's bugging you? Who was it in Thailand? I hope it's okay for me to tell this, Monica. Monica and I were sitting at a table at this restaurant. It was outside, and this fly We were just talking and everything, and there was just this fly on the table between us. And finally, I was like, "Have you noticed that that fly? It hasn't moved. It hasn't done anything. It's just been sitting there for the long. We're animated. We're doing things. Nothing. That never moved." And she's like, "Yeah, it's interesting. It's like, yeah, I'm wondering. I mean, it's alive. You can tell it's alive. It's just not moving. And flies don't typically do that, you know. And
Right.
it didn't move at all. And then." So then we're like, okay, it must mean something. Wonder what it means. And we're trying to kind of probe that and everything. And then it was like, well, who is it for? Because it was right in the middle of us. Well, at that point, when we said, who is it for? It turned right to Monica and walked just like a couple of steps to Monica. I was like, well, it's for you, apparently, you know? And then she kept talking to it and just, you know, going through her process. And all of a sudden she got what it was
Discovered.
about. As soon as she did,
Wow.
it was gone. He flew away. He was gone. He actually just gone. We never saw it fly away. It was just gone.
Oh,
So,
wow.
yeah,
Okay.
really cool.
When we start paying attention, the world is always talking to us. It just really
Absolutely.
is. And if we're listening, if we're paying attention. And I love it when people say, I want communication. I'm like, then start paying attention because it's happening all around you.
Everywhere, it's all
Everywhere.
around.
Huh? It's like, oh, look at that bird flying overhead. Like my dad did that the other day. He was like, oh, look at this cool picture of this bird I got by they have a pond there on the farm. I said, oh, that's an egret. And I look it up for him and I showed it to him and it was appropriate, but he didn't know to go look that up. But that's what I do. It's like, okay, that's not normally there and you're the one seeing
And
it.
that's what you look for, is if something's odd, then there's a
Or it
reason,
grabs your
message,
attention.
it's something that's getting your attention. Exactly. Then, okay, mission accomplished. One, it got your attention. Two, why, why is it there? What's it's, you know, it's there for a reason. There's a message.
We did this in Texas too. It's like we went outside and set the intention. I'm going to look around and the things that grab my attention, I'm going to write those down. Then we're going to figure out what that message is. And everybody got such cool messages through the things that were standing out to them. It
They're
was so
really
fun.
cool. And
Yeah.
they were
So,
all appropriate.
I think so. Should we find out where everybody is on the grid?
That'd be great. Blow my mind, guys. Blow
Stephanie's over there like, are they ever going to stop?
my mind. We're giving people time.
I went to sleep. Are you sure?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, oops.
Just kidding.
Must
No,
have
it's
been
very
our
riveting
hypnotic voice.
conversation. It is. It is. It's like you've been practicing.
Yeah. Tiffany, could you come on now? As you go.
And
Yes.
let's see. We have Scotland, New York, Australia. We have a bunch from Texas I've seen coming through.
They all heard you talk
Washington,
now. Yay.
Malaysia, North Carolina, Brussels,
Where?
UK, Florida, Maine, Canada, South Carolina, Wisconsin, Alabama, Vegas, hi
There you
Sarah,
Oh, we're in Sarah,
Arizona.
Vegas. Yay.
Yeah. What else we got? What else we got? Michigan. I'm telling you, there's a lot of Texas. Thank you for representing.
Right,
They heard you
everybody,
were here.
they did. Word got out.
Argentina,
Nice.
Georgia, San Diego, California, another California,
Cool.
Virginia, Montana, Maryland, Virginia. Trying to find a random one. Iowa, that's fun. Ohio, North
Ohio.
Carolina,
So we got Texas, we need Arkansas or
Morocco,
Morocco. Okay, that'll work. That'll
okay,
work. Yeah, that's like
Costa
Arkansas.
Rica,
Costa Rica, okay.
Philippines,
Yep. There we
Albania.
go. Okay, my mind is legitimately blown. This is so cool.
All over, yeah, it's everywhere.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. That's so cool. And thank you for lighting up your grid.
Thank you to the grid holders of the metaphysical hour.
Someone's asked, what is a grid? I'm gonna say person, grid keeper. That's what it was.
Grid
Oh,
keeper. What is a grid?
good.
Yeah. Do you want to grab that one?
I can, okay. I don't know if there's an official definition, and if you've gotten any information in sessions exactly as that, but there is an energetic grid around the planet. And I mean, like I said, I saw that when I was waking up, several times I've done this, and on the ceiling there'll be an actual like a graph. It's a grid, it's like lines going this way and lines going that way. And I know others have seen it and look different, but that was just so weird. It was like, oh, I guess that's the grid. I don't know, but it was just but it's an energetic grid. They're saying also electric. Okay, electrical grid as well. So that's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, there would be an electrical grid. Yeah, that makes sense.
It, I mean, that just came in. So okay. Anyway, but these are everything, we all have energy, we all have vibrations, we all have these things, they're all affected, and the grid is, I'm going to pass it to you as far as what its purpose is. I just feel like, yeah, I know you have something there. But
Okay, no,
anyway,
I'll wait.
the keepers are people that are helping to keep it, intact. And yeah, there's just work done on them. So I don't know if it's maintenance. I don't see, again, I don't know. It just comes in and it resonated. And it's like, I think I have something to do with the grid. That's all I know. I
How does
don't
one know that they're a grid keeper?
Well, hold on, hold on, hold on.
That's a good
So
question. Hopefully it's going to be
I'm
answered.
aware of two grids, one that's inner earth and one that's outer earth.
Okay.
From what I understand, people are placed in these and it's like pressure points, like our acupuncturist pressure points on the body. They're like pressure points and people are put in certain
For the
locations
earth,
for
their
the
pressure.
earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Puncture.
so there's people put in certain points of the earth on this grid. And that's why, like I was saying before, like if you're put there and your job isn't done yet, you're probably not going to be able to move
Can't
or
leave.
house or whatever. So what you're doing is, we're holding energy. I think your mom talks about the second wave of people where they're just more about
Yeah,
holding that
channels.
energy
Yeah.
and doing that. They're holding the energy for those pressure points or those acupuncture points of the earth. And then there's also that outer grid, like that's more the mental, like our psychic connections and that kind of stuff. And that's where information can be sent in. And then those who are ready to receive it or a vibrational match to the information will find the information. That's how
So
we move
it's coming in through the grid.
through the grid. And we
Oh,
can
cool.
connect to
Okay.
that grid and we can pull the information in. That's why all of a sudden it's like, hey, there's an invention of this particular thing. And then all of a sudden there's like six other people that also picked it up and they're all working on it. And nobody knows about the other person working on it. And all of a sudden everybody comes forward with this new technology.
That makes sense. I know we always just said it's like it's in the ether and it comes down and whoever grabs it, but that makes sense. It's
Yeah.
in the grid. That the
And
grid is
grid.
the ether, it's just there.
Yeah.
It
So
moves in.
think of it like the World Wide Web, your computer. It's like if you Googled it and you find it, right? And so it's kind of the same way with that. Now, the other thing with the Earth grid, not maybe the outer rim grid as well, but I know for they were showing the Earth grid, we're in that time of bringing in that divine feminine, divine masculine, and getting rid of the aggressive versions and bringing in the divine versions. And when the divine couples find each other, they're being placed in certain parts of the world to hold the divine energy, which I
Oh,
thought
okay.
was really interesting. So that popped in to share too. So I thought I would share it because some people might resonate with that. If you're in your divine union, then you might find yourself wanting to move to a certain place. Like once you found each other, it might be like, oh, well, we don't want to live where we're at now. We want to move. That might be why. So, anyways, all of it is really interesting, but a lot of sessions around all of those over the years about the ones that were working on the grids, healing the grid lines, fixing the crystals and within the earth to heal those grid lines. The water lines are part of the grid, like the
You
inner
kept
earth.
getting a lot of stuff on the water there for a
Water.
while. You were getting a
Yeah,
lot
bringing back the healing water. And it's
of
really interesting. I went to lunch with some ladies last night and It was for one of their birthdays, and she got a hydro flask thing for her birthday from one of France. Thanks, Marie. She got that. And the first thing I did was I looked at that and I thought, it's part of bringing back the healing water. It's like they're healing the water, or oxygenating the water,
Right.
and it's bringing back that healing quality to the water when you consume it. And like, these things are happening all around the world with our masses of water, with our water lines. I just call them the veins of the earth. And the veins of the earth, they are activating that. And so sessions where, really amazing work has been being done, or they're remembering that they're holding that space in the grid for the energy to get into the earth to clear out some of that old imprint, right? Like, how many thousands of years of aggressive behavior being cleared out. And that's why I think we're seeing a lot of that come to the surface now. I mean, we've always had things coming to the surface, but as the awakening or our ascension process continues, this vibration is changing, and it is causing not only our own stuff to come to the surface, but planetarily it's coming to the surface. So those old imprints and stuff are coming up, and I think we all, as empathic humankind, feel it, and it's triggering us all into our stuff. So when you guys see the chaos out there, go, wow, that's awesome. We're healing all this stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Chaos is just stuff bubbling up. Just, so it can be cleared.
Yeah. So just remember, you guys, this is why you signed up to come in right now. So when you're sitting there going, why are we here? What are we doing? This is why you're here. You came in to help humanity through this bump. So here we go.
That's
If you
true.
identify as a three waves of volunteers or light worker of any kind, this is the time you came to be in. Yay.
Absolutely. You wanted to be here on this roller coaster. Woo wee and
Right. We into the
go
wave.
wee.
So that's my version of the grid keepers. And then, Tiffany, you were asking, how do you know you are one? Is that
If
right?
you're the one. Yes, madam.
Okay. I think you kind of just know.
Like I said, I resonated with that. It was like a knowing inside, when she said grid keeper, I'm like, everything in me went, it's like, Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch
really drawn to, let's use that as an example. Like, we've been bouncing all over the world since 2020. We've been like, you've been doing it since before that, but just traveling all over, even just in the States and then all over the place. I think part of the grid keepers are drawn to do that as well, to just bring energy to certain places. But then home is home, and you're anchoring. The way that they were describing that in Thailand, remember I had the experience with the ant, and the ant was climbing on my leg, and it's like, why are you climbing on my leg and nobody else? Nobody else is experiencing the ants. And so I said,
What she's saying is she's the only one that gets bugged.
I still haven't figured out the mosquitoes. I figured them out.
Man, they really got you.
Yeah, I've already been warned about the mosquitoes in Egypt. So I'm like, okay, I'm coming
I
prepared.
don't remember mosquitoes in Egypt.
Oh, I got some. Yeah, one of my clients was like,
Oh.
sure you have mosquito repellent? I'm like, oh man, really?
Tracy will find them.
I'll find them. If they're
She
there,
will.
I
She
will
will.
find
Yeah.
them. So, but yeah, the ant said, everyone's gathering here to collect the light, and then we're all bringing it
Go back
back
out.
to our points, to our pressure points, right? So yeah, might be doing that. You might find yourself traveling and moving that energy around, collecting new energy, bringing it back to your grid point. So
Yeah. Now, one thing that I don't know if this is something that tell me if you found it to be a commonality was is like I have an affiliation and a blah, blah, affiliation to or an affinity. That was the word. That's why it wouldn't come out. An affinity to like the sacred geometry, to shapes and things like that. And that's when I'm downloaded, I see all these shapes. So I'm wondering
yeah.
if that is there anything, any correlation with
That
that
would make a
grid?
lot of sense. Yeah, because a grid is sacred geometry, right? By the way, Mercury will be in retrograde until April 24th, and then we'll have a shadow period of it exiting. So you'll see a lot more of the
That's all, folks.
That's right. Let's just have forgiveness for the little things that happen. I'm
Speaking
telling
of
you.
sacred geometry, though, if you look
Yes.
at a bunch of things in nature, everything has a geometric shape and it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's all.
Tiffany. Oh, no. Tiffany, come back. How do you feel about the grid keeper when you think about that? Do you feel like you resonate with it? Since that's part of the questions, how do you know? This is happening.
Because do. I'm going to say no. I was trying to think about that while you said it, and nothing really like
Yeah.
whatever. But then I've also felt like in my, if I want to say my truest feelings, I feel like I'd want to be a nomad that just has no home and goes anywhere.
Oh,
So
I'm a little surprised at that.
me too. Because she's a
Could
homebody.
a nomad.
It's one or the other.
Would you take Piper with you?
Yes, 100%. She's nomadic too. She doesn't want to be tied down.
I could see a monologue of this going on right now, or montage. What's the word for that when they do the little video of all the little things you and your little dog would
A video
do?
montage.
Yeah, the montage. Yeah, I can see that happening in my mind. Just Tiffany and her dog, the nomads. It could be a show. I bet it could be a show. Yeah, then you wouldn't be alone, so there'd be cameras. Have to put on one of those
It, you know, and that's
harnesses.
when, see, when mom was doing all that, you know, the three waves, and everybody's like, oh, I'm, you know, which one am I? And it was like this big thing, I gotta be one of the waves.
We
And
all want to
then she
identify with
mentioned the,
something. I said, we all
and then,
want to identify with something.
exactly. And then she talked to the grid keepers. I'm like, oh, that's, like I said, that's it. You know, that's one I resonate with. But it's like, it doesn't, yeah, it was like, oh, I want to be something, you know, and it you don't have to be. I mean, there's so many different people volunteering or being here at this time. And it's like, it, and it's okay if you don't know what it is or if you are anything. It's okay. Just be you. Just,
Or, yeah,
you
they could you could identify with all three of the assignments
know.
or waves, you know, because I identify a lot with the first wave, and you know I'm kind of in that breaking point of the first to second wave, and I'm like, oh, I resonate more with the first one, but not so much with the grid keepers. I'm more with the water lines, though. The water, yeah, so it's a
You
little
know, see,
different.
there's ley lines,
Yeah.
there's all that, and that, what would that be called? That could be a grid kind of thing, you know, because that, those are, when you see those ley lines, when how they work, they are lines. I mean,
Yeah, I would imagine they could be part of the grid, but I see more lines in my head when I look at the grid than what you see in the ley lines. But you know, I don't know. Depends on what picture you find online to look at. But
Yeah, you are the water keeper.
that's right. Let's bring back those healing waters. And
But see,
that could
it
be
doesn't,
those
it's
crystal
okay.
things.
You don't have to be something. You're here. That's what's important. You are here
Yeah.
now to bring energy, to be you, just to, you know, you are here.
Yeah, the number one message, and I think we talked about this the other day, but the number one message across the board right now is self-love. Do your self-work and self-love and create your happy place. Take care of you, nurture yourself, give yourself what you want other people to give you. Make sure you're getting it. Give it to yourself every time. All week this week, that's the message, is self-love, self-care. It's like, could we do another one of those? Oh, yeah, we can. Here it is. Self-love, self-care. This will heal when she starts listening to herself, or you know, and it is across the board the biggest message going on right now. So if you want to know what you're supposed to do, take care of yourself.
Love thyself.
Love yourself. Fall in love with yourself. So important not to reject parts of ourselves. You know, it's like those shadow pieces that we don't like, or that we're like, I just want this bad habit to change, and we're judgy about it, right? Like you're judging yourself about it, or even other people, or you know, weight, or something you don't like about yourself, whatever it might be. And the most important message with this, you guys, is that one, I think you're hitting a really huge point in your ascension, because self-love is one of the most important pieces to getting to 5D. And so if you are being amplified in an area where you're having a hard time loving yourself, that means you're getting real close. But the assignment is you got to overcome whatever it is and love yourself regardless.
Love
Regardless
yourself through
of
it,
your weight
or
or your hair or your whatever, you know,
it's who I
regardless who
am.
I am. And just start having fun with who you are. Yeah, maybe you used to be the, you know, 105 pounds and now you're not. And it's like, who cares? It doesn't matter. Nobody else cares. So love
No,
yourself.
they're concerned with themselves.
And they're supposed to be. That's a good thing.
We think everybody's all, you know, they're looking at us. No, they're concerned with their own stuff. So they
Yep.
don't care. Something
Yeah, the
that
only reason
can't
you feel like they're looking at you is because that's your mirror. Because you're putting that focus there, so you feel like everyone else is. Okay, what were you going to say?
Well, this is an interesting, and it kind of popped in there again. So I guess I'll go ahead and talk about it. It came to me earlier. I don't remember what we're talking about, but it's like you're talking about we need to, self-love, and that's one of the big things. You know, one of the things they say, the energy of that you've got to let go of. There's two major things to let go of to be in the higher frequency and everything. One's fear, and the other's judgment. And it's like you're saying, we judge ourselves, we do all this. And it was coming to me, it's like, who makes a living out of judging? You know, there are people, that is their job. And I'm like, how did they work with that? I mean, how do they? I'm just wondering what their world is like. It's they are paid to judge. They have to judge. They have to be judging and judgmental. And it's like, I just,
Right.
this is just what, this is what my brain does. It's like, wow, what would that life be like? I don't want to know. Because we do it enough ourselves. But, here, they're
Yeah.
let go of judging, and their whole world is judging.
Well, we came up in a construct like that. You're not good enough. You're not good enough from the moment you're born. You know, it's like you're battling against whatever, you know, whoever your mother is, your biological mom, you're an empath. We're all empathic. And so you're empathically picking up on whatever things she's already going through at whatever point she
Oh yeah,
is
we get from the
life.
before the
Yeah, so
womb
we're picking all that on, and we're coming into the world already feeling inadequate and not lovable, or you know, not everybody. I'm sorry, not everybody gets all of that, but that judgment, you know, are you male or female? Are you, you know, and somebody, maybe one parent wants a boy and one parent wants a girl or whatever. So there's always.
let them down.
Yeah,
I
there's always
was
something.
talking about actually a judge.
Yeah, I at first I thought you were talking about religion, but it was like, oh, she means an actual judge.
A
Okay.
judge, and I just wonder what, not saying, oh, judges can't, raise their vibration, you can, but I'm just like, that is an interesting
Would
thing. You would
be
have to
good.
look at judging in a very different way. You'd have to be, it's like you have to be very fair. You've gotta, it's not like, I mean, because I've seen some judges, it's like, I have this power and I'm gonna suck it to you, and you are the scum of the earth and blah, 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 and stuff like that. It's like, wait a minute, where do you get off doing that?
Oh,
So, I know
no. Yeah.
it's your job, but come on.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, that was just kind of, that was a funny that popped in earlier, and it popped in again. So maybe
Yeah.
it's,
Maybe somebody needs to hear that.
maybe.
Yeah, that's, it can't be an easy job, but yeah, where are you coming from? What's your intention? Where's your heart when you're being in that position? So, yeah. Yeah, there's so much of this has been coming up all week, you know. And I was talking to a client that's also becoming a practitioner, and so we got to sit and visit a lot about, you know, what's it like to be a practitioner. It's like, oh, you just wait, you're going to hear every form of life you could ever imagine, and life forms on Earth, off Earth, personalities, different things. And I said, it will just help you wipe out judgment. And it really does,
It
because you start
does,
getting
yeah.
that perspective of what they were going through, what made them who they were. And, and it's like, well, of course that's the outcome, And so it's really interesting. And to sit there and listen to somebody's story and start going, well, of course you did that, because over here you were telling me this, this, and this. So that
Yeah.
makes total sense that you went this direction and did this, this, and this. And it's an amazing thing to just sit there and be with somebody, hear their story, and it completely helps you understand how they're on the path that they're on. At the point they come to the office or whatever, it's like, yeah, of course you're here. Of course this is where you're at. And of course they had choices. And then we talk about those timelines where both of those play out. So I don't
Exactly.
know. I think we live some pretty cool lives. So, all right, should we get Tiffany involved
Probably
again?
so. Yeah.
Yeah.
See
That's funny.
if there's any questions.
Yeah. So I'm sure you know what the number one question is. Do we want to start there or?
Probably, what, the eclipse?
Yep. So
Yeah, what's
we
the
have
question?
a couple questions. What shift is happening after the solar eclipse? And is the eclipse being made bigger by the public than it really is?
I feel like it is. That's just because my initial, when someone asked a few weeks ago, about the what about the eclipse? And it was like, and I wasn't aware anything was coming in, so it was like that was. But then I just tapped into it energetically, and it was the strangest thing. Usually there'll be some kind of energy, whatever. And this was the most neutral energy I have ever experienced with anything. It was just like flat line, zero neutral energy. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I was like, it's just an eclipse, And then after that, I started hearing a lot of things. I'm like, but I still don't get anything like major. I feel, I mean, I know there's so much stuff being put out. And so I think it is a lot of whatever. It's just a lot of buildup from all that. Tap into it yourself, and see what you get. I mean, what I keep getting is that it's just whatever you make out of it. And it's like, I want to keep going to, we're all anticipating something. And I said this earlier, I said this couple weeks ago, I may have even said it last week, I don't know. It's like it keeps coming in of we create these things, and then we anticipate, and we're anticipating with this kind of energy of what's gonna happen. And that kind of energy creates chaos. It creates crazy stuff, it creates that energy. And so we were saying, why don't we anticipate good? Why don't we anticipate fun? Because then we're going into it like this and allowing the energy to flow. And then it will be just a, it's an eclipse, and it may be bringing in something. I don't know, some shift. I don't know. I haven't, that's what we're going to have an astrologer on next week, and she's going to tell us kind of what's going on with the eclipse. But have you gotten anything?
Well, there's so much going on astrologically right now. I think it's all kind of like juggling a bunch of balls in the air. It's like basically everything's set up to trigger us where we need to be triggered, or to highlight us where we need to be highlighted. It's really about pushing us into that final stretch of the changes that we're making, and the directions. A lot of people are changing directions, moving in or out of relationships. All kinds of things are going on. And for others, it may just feel like same old day, Groundhog's Day. It really depends on your chart and what you designed with your higher self
Good
to
point.
create during this point. But it's kind of funny because I'm watching a show right now that in the show, in the last yesterday and today, I watched one episode before we started here, and it was about this eclipse. And I'm just sitting there going, what are the odds of that? So it's like, what are the odds that I'm watching this particular part of the series right now when there's an eclipse coming? And It really is. In this show, the eclipse actually was bringing up all the stuff for people, and they were going a little bit cray cray, and acting out on each other and being violent and stuff. And it's the planetary stuff. When the moon does its thing, the waves come and go, full moons, the emergency room saying, hey, yeah, we get a lot more people on those days. There's something to it.
Yeah.
So is there something going on? Probably. Will everybody feel it? Probably not.
Right.
So I'm with you. Tune into it yourself. See what comes up for you and ask, what's the best route for me during the
Yeah.
eclipse?
You be your own navigator, your own predict whatever, Yeah, don't listen to what everybody else is saying. That may be their truth. It doesn't have to be your truth. Tap
Let's
in
put this
and
out
do it.
there. The eclipse is going to open gateways of joyful abundance for
There we
everyone.
go. Yes,
You
absolutely.
never
So
thought
saying,
you would
anticipate
like me.
good. Anticipate good. Let it come on
Be
in.
amazing. Yeah. So that's the way I think about it. Even if something's being moved out of the way, and at first I'm like, what's going on? Then, maybe you don't know it in the moment that that's being moved out of the way, but then all of a sudden it's like, oh, that had to happen so that I could get here.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good thing no matter what, you guys.
Exactly.
All right.
Very good.
Next.
Yes.
Okay. This is fun.
As she
What do
says, question.
crows represent in spirituality?
Rose?
Crows.
Rose.
Yep.
Okay. You want to look it up, or we can do some off of symbology about what a crow. It seems like we have looked that up before because I
I know
think.
what I think a crow is, and again, it falls in alignment with the eclipse. To me, if I see a crow, it means the magic is real. Crows are about magic. There's something magical coming. And there's crows that'll fly around all the time, and I pay them no attention. Then all of a sudden, for some reason, I can't not hear them. And it's like, okay, you're trying to get my attention. It's usually something really good that's coming. So that's my
Love
crow.
it. Let's go with that one.
Yeah, that's my crow. If you guys wanted to look into the other stuff about it, I think also crows in the spirit animal form or write-ups of it is about going into those deeper, more shadowy spaces,
And
like
that may be where they get some of the bad rap because it's an omen of death and all that. It could be it's because it's your,
well,
yeah.
and think about that in Tarot, the death card, that
It's just
doesn't mean a physical
no, it
death.
doesn't mean it means rebirth, it means something new.
Rebirth, yeah. People look at it like death, but it's again, it's just like something got moved out of your way so something better can come in, and that's what that card is. So again, some magic, something magical is happening. So it's kind of like saying trust what's going on. Trust if you're like, oh no, a crow, and now all this stuff's going on, black cloud over my head. No, the crow is saying have faith that everything that's happening right now is leading you to the best outcome. So let's hang on to that.
Absolutely. I love it.
Tiffany, do you have any other opinion about the crow?
Nope. Was beautifully said. Great job.
Okay, thank you. Well, I thought you went really deep into that too, so thank you.
Oh,
No, no.
you ready for another one?
Yeah.
Yes. So this. For someone who is an antenna, I feel overwhelmed in public because so many people seem to want to interact with me. Any advice on how to not feel drained by this?
Okay, so like an empath in public.
Yeah, okay, so you use two different things there. Yeah, there's empath and you said an antenna. An antenna is, that was kind of an example given as far as like you're bringing the energy and it's coming in through you and then you're holding it or it's dispersing out. So see, that's not, then you have the other where it's like I'm being drained with people interacting with me. Those are really two different things, I feel like. When you're an antenna for energy, you're bringing it in. The other is whatever people's vibration is or something. There's if you're feeling tired, or that could be that empathic. Maybe you're picking up
So,
on their stuff.
would you not be an antenna for other people? That's how I view it. So you would be an antenna because you're absorbing other people's energy. So I think it's the empath route.
Empath, okay. Yeah. And that's just where you're picking up on their energy. So that goes back to recognizing what's yours and what isn't. And it sounds like you know it's not yours, it's their energy. And what I found for myself was if I just acknowledge it's not mine, it goes away. It goes back to them, it goes somewhere, but it leaves me because I've acknowledged it's not mine to be concerned about.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It's just,
One of
it's
the
like, this isn't
things,
mine. So
yeah. One of the things also I noticed in doing energy work with people is that a lot of times if you're open like that, if you're an empath like that, your energy, if you extend your arms out and then the tips of your fingers, your energy is going even beyond that. You're really grabbing everybody's energy. So I just tell people, bring your energy in about a foot away from you. Especially when you're in public. When you're at home, you can let it all out. But when you're out in public, bring the energy in. So when you're feeling that, do what Julia said, this isn't mine. And then bring your energy in so that your aura is not popping into everybody else's aura.
okay, the next question is going to be, how do you do that?
Just in your mind, see it come in. Just see it come in. I like that. You were pre-thinking the questions. But yeah, visualizing these things, setting that intention, bring it in. Intention is so important.
So
What's
important.
just set the intention and I'll be like, yeah, say a prayer over your house. Well, how do I do that? Well, set the intention and you could say it any way you want. You could say
Anyway,
water for
yeah.
free, but if the intention is to clear the house, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just because it's our feelings, our vibrations that are actually being read, not the words we're saying. So at least
Exactly.
that's my understanding of it.
Oh,
I
I
thought
absolutely
somebody,
completely
yeah, thank
agree.
you. I saw somebody ask, how did they know what the power animal is? And I kind of really want to answer that.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
sorry, Tiffany, do you
Tracy,
want
you
to reach
jumped
out?
ahead of me. I was going to say, you have a fun activity. Well, one of the
Yes.
last questions, let's go ahead and do this. Tracy, you ruined my whole spiel that I've been working on this whole time while you guys
Oh,
were talking.
man. We need to take Tracy. She needs to lose access to being able to see that.
Sorry, I'm going to bring my field back in because I was probably empathically picking that up
Tiffany,
from
is there another question?
Hey, we're getting close to the end of the show, so I think it would be great if we did this fun little exercise. Tracy, don't you have a fun exercise on how to find out your spirit animal?
Do. We should all do this. How do you know your own spirit animal? So I want you to close your eyes, unless you're driving a car or where you can't close your eyes, right? Just close your eyes and just call your spirit animal into you right now. And it's going to show itself to you in three flashes. You will not see the whole body of the power animal, spirit animal. It's just going to give you three flashes of what it is. You might see an ear, an eye, a feather, whatever it might be. So once you got your three flashes, then you should know what your spirit animal is. So, what did you get, Julia?
I got a cardinal. I have never gotten a cardinal before, but I got a cardinal.
Then, Tiffany, what did you get?
Got a snake. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, feel
Okay.
really good about that. Okay, so now what are you going to do? You're going to go power animal cardinal, and then it's going to pull it up, focused and determined to make things happen.
Oh.
That's just the highlighted part. There's much more, but go into that. Self-promotion, enjoy taking a leadership role. I guess you're stepping more into that, right? Responsible for managing many projects. That sounds like you.
Okay.
And people with this totem also know where to start and end projects. So how is that second book coming?
All right.
Anyway,
This
so
is our animal snake.
our animal snake. Well, this one's a little trickier. It didn't highlight it the same way. It didn't make it easy on me like that other one did. I think I
Because no one
get
ever wants to admit that their power animal's a snake.
Oh, they should. They should be in love with it. Ooh, the snake they have in this picture is really cool looking. Okay. Transformational and rebirth, guidance and spiritual journeys, healing, life force. Protection against negative energies, strengthening of inner power and self-confidence. So, There you
I
go.
see the life and rebirth because it sheds its skin
Oh
off
yeah,
it, and
that's
it grows, and yeah,
yeah.
nice.
There you go. So that's how you do it, guys. You can power animal and slip it in there, and you'll get all kinds of websites. Take the parts that resonate and let the rest go, because it
Yeah,
not
put in the
everything
chat what
works.
your animal is. Just, we'll just for fun, so we can just see what all your different power animals are.
Yeah, and we'll let Tiffany read those.
Because Tracy doesn't have access to them anymore.
I got cut off.
She's
What
been
happened?
looking. She's been
Amanda.
looking. I
Oh,
see her.
I see you're over there.
Amanda got the, or no, so it keeps bouncing now, but mine was a tiger. So
A
even
tiger.
just sitting there doing that with you guys without closing my eyes and focusing, I
Popped
kept
in.
seeing the
So
tiger
what's a
eyes.
tiger?
Well, let's go look, because I know one of the audience members also had a tiger.
A
So,
few of them
Mm. I
Someone
used
asked, does
to
your
ask.
power animal change?
Yes. Yes,
Yeah.
it does.
That's what I was saying. I'd never gotten the cardinal before. I've gotten other things, but.
Yeah. And you can make a totem, do one for each chakra. So you can make a
Oh, okay.
totem with them. Tiger. The tiger is symbolizes power, strength, and courage, embodying the psyche's primal, instinctual, and feminine aspects. It can also represent the shadow side of the personality.
Dum dum dum.
I'm sorry, you needed that. Or the unconscious forces that we may not be aware of. Ooh, interesting. Yeah. Okay, so, and again, if you got Tiger, go look it up, because there's a lot more. I'm just reading like this little blurb that comes up. So that's fun. That's fun to
What are
read.
some of the animals, Tiffany?
We had hawk, a lot of eagles, horses, lions, an owl, a fox,
Oh,
zebra, donkey, dragon,
nice.
panthers. There's a couple of panthers, a
Panther. Oh, okay.
hummingbird, a jaguar. Someone got a deer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did anybody
Yeah, a
get a
mouse. Someone had
dragon
a
or a
mouse.
unicorn?
Yeah,
A
somebody got a
mouse.
dragon.
I like that. They had a mouse, you said?
Yeah, polar bear, puma.
I have to
Oh
say, I
yeah,
did
someone
that.
saw a horse slash unicorn. So yep, there
So,
you go. Unicorn
cool.
and dragon covered. Oh,
Yay.
there's a phoenix in there.
Wow.
Or either that's where they're from. I don't know. Not clear.
Very good.
We're going to go with the rising phoenix. I have a funny story about one of the power animal journeys I went on. Somebody was guiding us, and I was there with my mom, and I think I got a deer. But what they did is they said, okay, you're going to stand out in this field, and your power animal is going to walk up to you, and you're going to get on the power animal, and it's going to take you and bring you to the something,
Right.
my mom's all chuckling next to me. Doing this thing, and jiggling, and I'm just like, what the heck's going on over here? At the end of it, she goes, I
Getting on
the
mouse. That's great. That's
That's
great.
what she's over there just chuckling, because she's trying to figure out, well, how am I going to get on this mouse? Ride it
Wonderful.
somewhere. Yeah, so it was good. So I
Yeah.
love power animals. I used to get on my Facebook back in the day when I had time, and I would say, power animal time. And if you put your name on there, I would go with power animal. That would pop in for me, and to go look it
That's
up. And
funny.
it's just a fun thing to do.
It is. It's fun.
Yeah.
Very fun. Well, we just got our 2-minute warning.
We did.
So, yeah, Tracy, where can people find you if they'd like to get with you, have a session, or just want to just talk?
Just talk. Don't want to just talk. No, let's get real. Come on. No, you can find me in two places. You can find me on QHHTOfficial.com under Find a Practitioner, or TracyMayhem.com. And Julia, let's talk about it. How do people become a practitioner, find a practitioner, find a retreat, find a whatever they need to find
Whatever you
to.
need to find, QHHTOfficial.com. It's got everything for you. All the above. And then we're going to be, all three of us are going to be in Sedona at the retreat there, May 23rd to 27th. So if you want to be with like-minded people, or if you want to hang out with us, Come on.
You brought Adrian up earlier, but we didn't talk about why.
Yeah, that's going to be the Mass Meditation Disclosure Fest. Oh yeah, I'll be doing a talk on. Actually, I'll be doing a two-part workshop on Soul Speak at that. And that'll be in California, Castaic, Lake Castaic, California, June 21 to 23. And that disclosurefest.org, get information on that. But Tiffany, where can people find you?
In my home.
Because she's not a nomad
Exactly.
and she isn't traveling aimlessly with her dog.
Right. Anyway, so thank you so much, everyone, for being here. We love you. And we wish Tracy a fun, absolutely wonderful trip in Egypt for
Have
the
a
rest
great
of the month.
time.
And
Thank you.
then we'll be back. We'll be doing other things.
Yeah.
So,
But doing it without
so
me.
tune in for the other things.
Yes. Anyway, love you.
Right, you
Bye.
guys, I'll see you in May and they'll see you next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye.